Well, as we wait for the South Carolina voters to have their say, we're also keeping an eye on Nevada, where Democrats will vote this weekend. One of the keys to that race will be the voters who work in the state's casinos, hotels, and restaurants. In southern Nevada, tourism supports more than 366,000 jobs. That's 43% of the total workforce. Here and Now's Peter O'Dowd reports.
Here's a fun late-night game in Las Vegas. Ask a simple question over and over again to the throngs of people walking down Las Vegas Boulevard.
Where are you guys visiting from tonight?
Birmingham, UK.
Hey, where are you guys from?
LA.
LA. Where are you from?
Mexico.
Mexico.
New York.
New York.
North Dakota.
All right.
These tourists will not be caucusing in the next few days, but if you look closely into the crowds, you'll find people who do live here. And it's those people who work on the Strip that will have a say in picking the next president.
Woo-woo! I see you, sir. You got a nice one. Let the young lady hold the divine hose, full of pressure and steam.
MJ Williams is half-dressed as a firefighter, flashing his six-pack abs and a devilish grin to draw the attention of women as they pass.
Just out here trying to perform and talk and speak loud and articulate and get people over to get me tips.
This work pays maybe $50 a night, maybe. That's after he pays the rent on his costume.
$8-$9 an hour, and whatever we make after that is ours.
So you're working for somebody out here?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I got a boss, most definitely. And like I said, if I don't make his money first, then I make no money.
Williams can't afford health insurance, and when he looks around this city, he sees a lot of people just like him, working hard for a few bucks while the casinos rake in billions. It's no surprise who he supports for president.
Well, honestly, you know, I've been let down year after year. The country hasn't really gotten any better, no matter who's gotten in. But I do like Bernie Sanders. He sounds like he talks, pretty reasonable.
Is anyone, we got the caucuses this week here in Nevada, you locals? Anyone voting here? Voting? All right, they're like, the caucuses? Okay. There's an election this year?
Further down the Strip at the Stratosphere, presidential politics are fertile ground for comedians at the L.A. Comedy Club.
I don't think Bernie Sanders thought about his slogan. Feel the burn? Like, he didn't put enough thought in there, right? It's like, no young man wants to feel the burn. Not after high school. You learned that lesson one time.
That was Diaz Mackey, who lives in California, and before that, Phil Pareto, who's from Las Vegas. I met them backstage after the show with another comic named Sean Halpin. And just a warning, back here, the language can get a little raw.
Yeah, I had like two people tonight only responded when I asked, okay, who's everybody voting for, you know? Only two people in the crowd responded.
Why do you think that is?
Because it is a personal choice for people, and they don't want to be they don't want to be judged.
But I think the divide is so big now that each candidate it puts you in a hole and really kind of labels you as what type of person you are. So that's what I don't like, you know, about how big that I feel the divide is when you pick a candidate.
If I say that if I publicly come out and be like, oh, I'm for Trump, like instantly I'm a coon. You know what I mean? Like instantly. Yeah. You know, people are like, what? Black person, Trump?
Being judged is one reason why people in Nevada worry about turnout on Saturday. The caucus forces people to publicly support a candidate. That doesn't bother Phil Pareto. He's openly for Hillary Clinton.
I'm a yellow dog Democrat. Usually I just go down the line.
And most Strip workers are reliably Democrat. Las Vegas is a union town, and no union here is stronger than this one.
Hi. Hola. Buenos dias. ¿Cómo estás? Muy bien.
Inside this bustling hall is where I met Bethany Kahn, the spokesperson for Culinary Workers Union Local 226.
We are a very diverse membership. We have 57,000 members. We're about 56% Latino, 55% female. Workers who come from about 167 countries and speak over 40 different languages.
That diversity reflects Nevada's status as a Western battleground state. In 2008, Culinary endorsed candidate Obama, but this primary season it won't be flexing its muscle to make an endorsement. Several caucus sites will be set up on the Strip so that casino employees can participate, because the Latino vote is notoriously hard to turn out. But this man will be there.
My name is I'm Miguel Funes. I'm raised and born in Honduras, and I work at the Trump Tower.
Yes, Funes works for the front runner of the Republican presidential hopefuls, who co-owns the hotel. Funes is a food server in the 64-story building that's gilded in 24-karat gold.
Yes, that's how it is.
What's it like to work at the Trump Hotel?
It's a nice place. It's a nice building. Don't get me wrong. It's a nice building, nice installation, but it would be better if we have what we deserve.
What's your wage?
I get the minimum, $9.18, close to the minimum.
A majority of 500 workers at the Trump Hotel voted to unionize with Culinary. That was back in December, but there's still no contract. Funes works a second food service job across the strip at Mandalay Bay. He says that hotel is unionized and pays him nearly twice as much with benefits.
This is something that I wonder. When Mr. Trump say, let's make America great, that make me think about how. You know, for his workers, we're working for him, we're making money for him, but he's not able to give us what we deserve, what he's going to make of America.
For Funes, this election is about good wages and health care he can afford. He will not be caucusing for Trump, but he's still undecided between Clinton and Sanders. He has 2 days to make up his mind. For Here and Now, I'm Peter O'Dowd on the Las Vegas Strip.
And you can see pictures from our Here and Now election road trip to Nevada and to South Carolina, where I am, at our website, hereandnow.org. You can also listen to all of our coverage from the Here and Now election road trip.